Advent is blue. Don't you? Isn't this gorgeous? I just love what the liturgical arts team does as they transform our space with the blue panels and the tapestries and our Advent wreath. I love the fact that the church calendar is color-coded. You know, each section and each season of the year, as we relive the life of Jesus throughout the year, has a different color associated with it. And those colors help set the mood and help us understand the lesson for that season of the year. And Advent is blue. Does anybody know what the word Advent means? Shout it out. Do you know what the word Advent means? No. Okay, good. Excellent. Well, let me tell you. Advent comes from the Latin word adventus, which is a translation of the Greek word parousia. Say that with me. Parousia. Those words mean coming. Jesus is coming. Advent is a beginning and an ending. It's the beginning of this new year, and we go back into the Hebrew Scriptures with the people of Israel as they were waiting for the coming of their Messiah. And here in Advent, we relive those moments as we wait for Christmas Day, when the Messiah came to earth as a baby. But it's also an ending, because we just ended a church year. Last Sunday was Christ the King Sunday. It was the grand climax of the year where Jesus is exalted as the King of Kings. And we as Christians today, we wait. We wait for Jesus to come again in the second coming, where he makes all things new and restores creation. It's a time of waiting, and it is blue. You know, this is a special Sunday. It's as we begin this new season, as we begin the new year, but also we begin this new series on our next habit of spiritual formation, the habit of prayer. And we've set aside this whole year to talk about the seven habits of spiritual formation. We've already talked about worship. We've already talked about service. And now we're starting a three-week series on prayer. And I want you to look at this next picture. This guy's just hanging on for dear life. Today we're going to talk about the prayer of endurance. Have you ever felt like that guy? It's like you're just trying to hold on. But I've been thinking, how am I going to tie all this together? Advent, prayer of endurance. And over again, I just kept coming back to this idea that Advent is blue. We're going to look at three shades of blue in this Advent season. The first shade of blue is that blue is sad.
Bum, bum, dum, bum, bum. My baby left me.
When we're sad, we sing the blues, right? And for our VeggieTales fans, you remember, I'm so blue. Remember that one? Madam Blueberry, come on. Or,
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. Thank you, thank you very much. Yeah.
Our culture has associated the color blue with sadness. And I think that's really appropriate to begin there in this Advent season. Because our culture tells us that this holiday season is all about joy and happiness and family and the warmth of the hearth. And it is, but for many, many people, this is the bluest season of the year. There is a cold shadow of sadness. Maybe this last Thursday was the first Thanksgiving where you had an empty chair at your table. Or maybe, for some children, this is the first holiday season where you've had to choose between mom's house or dad's house because your family just fell apart. Or maybe your husband or your wife or your father or your mother is in Afghanistan or overseas with the military right now, and you're just worried about them over the holiday season. Or maybe you just got the news that the cancer is back again and your family will be spending the holidays in the hospital, wondering and waiting. You know, Israel knows all about this sadness. Our texts in this first week of Advent are just dripping with sadness. The passage from Isaiah, the people of Israel were sad because of their sin. And maybe that's what your sadness is this morning. Maybe there's that one nagging addiction in that just gnaws at your life and it drags you down and you try to get rid of it, but you just can't admit it to anybody. And you're steeped in sadness. You can cry out with Isaiah in our passage today in 64:6, where he says, "We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away." Or maybe you can join with the psalmist of the psalm this week is Psalm 80. And in verse 5, the psalmist cries out, "You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure." The question for us today is, how do we pray in a time of sadness? I think we just need to pray honestly. We need to be honest with God. If you are sad, cry to God. If you are angry, scream at God. If you're confused, ask questions to God. God is our Heavenly Father who invites us to come before Him and pray. You know, each week we come together to pray as in the collected assembly, and we write out our prayers and we read prayers from the script on the screen. You know, and that's good when we're all together to keep order. But when you talk to God, just talk. Be honest with God. I want to challenge you to do something really practical. Keep a prayer journal. This is a picture of mine. I've been journaling ever since high school. I challenge you for the next 7 days, especially if you're dealing with some deep emotions right now, just take out a journal and write it all down. Get it down on paper and just blah! And you'll discover that God uses that discipline to clean you out. Just pray honestly to God. So that's the first shade of blue, of sadness. But there's a second shade of blue in this Advent season. Blue is slow. When you think of blue, it's one of those calming colors. You go to the beach, and you see the blue sky, and you see the blue water, and you just want to go, relax. Or maybe, you know, I heard on the radio the last couple weeks, have you heard about the blue plate diet? I mean, it's not a joke. They say that if you eat a food off of a blue plate, that it will curb your appetite. It slows you down. Or if you paint your kitchen blue, it slows you down. How many of you ate Thanksgiving dinner off of a blue plate? Not me, man. Mine was white. I was like, oh, God, oh, yeah. Blue is a calming color. As an artist, I know this to be true. When you use blue in a painting, it makes things seem distant because it's a cool color. Advent is a time of waiting, of slowness. Have you ever felt like God wasn't really there? You've wondered where God is, that God is somehow distant and far off. You've tried to pray, but your words just feel like they bounce off the ceiling, or you're just talking to yourself. You hear people talk about God is love and peace and justice and joy, but you look around at the world and there's hunger and famine and war and violence and hatred and injustice, and you think, where is God in all of this? We see that in our texts today as well. The nation of Israel in the time of Isaiah was in a time of great suffering and pain, and they were waiting for God, and they're just like, where are you, God? And it was another 500 years before their Messiah showed up. We today as Christians, we wonder, God, it's been 2,000 years. When are you going to keep your promise? Look what Jesus said in our gospel today, in Mark 13. He said, but about that day or hour, no one knows. Neither the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. And we can often cry out with the psalmist again in Psalm 80, when the psalmist said to God, how long? We wait. A couple weeks ago, I had a high school student come into my office, and he just said, Pastor Steve, I just want to hear God's voice. It's a 15-year-old guy. I'm like, first of all, I was pretty proud that he even wanted that. But he's like, how long do I have to wait until I actually see God or hear God? And as we were talking, it came to me, I thought about Moses. You know, the big guy in the Old Testament? You know, when he heard God's voice in the burning bush, he was 80 years old. That's a long time. One of the problems that we have is this reality that God's timing is not our timing. We live in a microwave society. I mean, we can Google anything and have all the answers in 3 seconds, and we want it now. So how should we pray in this blue slowness? I think our prayer should be a discipline of silence. We should pray silently. What if we saw this Advent space as a gift from God to us? You know, the culture around us tells us that the holiday season is supposed to be a busy time, right? I mean, Christmas started on Halloween this year. And they opened the stores on Thanksgiving Day. What is up with that? Culture tells us you got to get out there and buy those presents and plan those parties and get those invitations out there. But I'm going to run. What if Advent was just a time to slow down? It's a gift. During this month, we want to use this space of our worship service to be silent, to take a deep breath. It's a quiet time. And on a practical level in your prayer life, I want to encourage you to practice something that's called the stillness prayer. It's an important part of my life. You know, my daily routine is when I get up in the morning, it's dark outside, it's quiet, I let my dog out, I get my coffee going, and I just sit down in the chair in my living room in the darkness, and I breathe. I mean, I'm a busy guy. School, work, family, you're busy people. Work, family, school, whatever it is. It is so important for us to take moments to just slow down. And that's what Advent season is all about. Advent is slow in a season of fast. Now there's a third and final shade of blue in this Advent season. Blue is faithful. When somebody is loyal, we say she is true blue, right? Blue is one of the favorite colors for logo designs for companies that want to exhibit a sense of stability and safety and faithfulness. As we look at this at the text that we've had today, we've wrestled with a lot of honest emotions. We've talked that you can be sad, you can be angry with God, we can bring our junk to God, and we can wonder where God is, and those are important things to be honest. But if we just kept it there, if we just stayed in our junk, then the blue of Advent would turn into the blackness of outer space. And we would be lost and without hope. But there is a deeper shade of blue in Advent. Our text today, the New Testament lesson for today, is 1 Corinthians. And the Apostle Paul says it well. In 1 Corinthians 1:9, he says, God is faithful. And Jesus reminds us in our gospel lesson in verse 31, he says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The good news of the Bible, the gospel message, is that even though Israel was caught in their sin, and even though we continually mess up in our sinfulness again and again, God is faithful. During the time of sadness, God is our comforter. God has broad shoulders and a never-ending supply of Kleenex. We can cry. During our times of waiting and wondering, God is silently at work all around us, working in ways that we can't even understand. And ultimately, God does show up in amazing ways. The Messiah does come. Jesus was born as a human. His life taught us about God. His death set us free from sin. His resurrection delivered us from the fear of death. And Jesus promised us that he would be with us always, even to the end of the age. And today we have the Holy Spirit present with us in every moment of our lives. Again and again, God demonstrated his faithfulness to us. And he will demonstrate his faithfulness to us again. So how should we pray in this season of blue? I think we should pray expectantly. We should pray no matter how much sadness we feel, no matter how much distance it seems that God is away from us, we have to believe that God is at work in the world. Pray boldly. Pray believing that God will do what he said he would do. We may not get the answers we want. We may not get it in the timing we want, but we can trust that God is faithful. So Advent is blue. It's a time of sadness where we pray honestly. It's a time of slowness where we wait and we pray silently. It's a time of faithfulness where we pray expectantly. And when you put all of those things together, there is one deep shade of blue. It's hope. Advent is a season of God's enduring hope. Let's pray. Father, we come to you today with expectation, but we also come with sadness. I pray that we would be a people of prayer, that we would bring our whole self to you and that you would heal us from the inside out. May this Advent season be a time where you restore us as we look for your coming. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand together.